Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the Plains Talkers Podcast, the show by casuals for casuals. I'm your host, Will Benson, joined by my, gosh, the Miami Dolphins are doing better than the Carolina Panthers this year, co-host Aramis Perez. Aramis, how are you, sir?
There were zero expectations for them going into the year, but you know what? They took KC to the edge, so I'm pretty happy about that.
They absolutely did, and that is not easy to do. So let's, you know what? We have a full show again. We have a special guest, so let's get right into it. Untap, upkeep, and draw. All right. Untap, upkeep, and draw. And the first thing we got to do, like we love to do every week, is we want to mention and remind you that this episode and every episode of the Plains Talkers Podcast is sponsored by Kerwin's Game Store. Kerwin's Game Store is New York State's premier source for collectible card games, tabletop games, miniatures, comic books, retro video games, and toys. With their clean, open gaming areas available to everyone at no charge, someday if COVID ever gets the hint and gets out of the White House, the country, Kerwin's provides a fun and inviting atmosphere for new and experienced gamers alike. With locations in both Catskill, New York, and now on the second floor of the Poughkeepsie Gallery in Poughkeepsie, New York, Kerwin's Game Store is the best place in gaming. And I want to remind you guys that even though they may not be open for events and gaming right now, they are one heck of a retail experience. You definitely cannot go wrong there. So make sure you check them out. Likewise, they have one of the best websites out there. If you go to www.kgsonline.com, that's Kite Go Samuel Online.com, you can get 5% off any online order when you use the promo code PlainsTalkers2020 at checkout. I don't know if he's going to upgrade it to 2021, but gosh, I hope so. We also want to take a second and recognize our Planeswalker patrons, Brian, David, Jonathan, Johnny, Bell, Anthony, Steve, Mark, George, Josh, Zach, Walter, Ian, and Randy. And I did that all in one breath. That's professional broadcasting for you. These are the people who really do help the show in so, so many ways. So if you want to get into these drawings, just go to patreon.com/planestalkers. And finally, guys, I want to talk to you real quick. Feedspot.com has been featuring us as a top 25 MTG podcast. Their website is blog.feedspot.com/magic_the_gathering_podcast. Check it out. It's a pretty cool site. But Aramis, man, again, we've got a special guest, but want to take a second, just find out how things are going for you. We had to be off the air last week, and I think, you know, you go ahead. The floor is all yours, my brother.
Yeah, I want to address the reason that we were not on the air last week. We apologize for that, of course. But this is a kind of a serious note. Unfortunately, my grandmother passed away last week due to COVID-19. So, you know, she luckily didn't have it for very long. She was, she had other things going on that basically prevented her from really ever having a shot at fighting this, unfortunately. So unfortunately, on Thursday morning, we lost my grandmother to this horrible pandemic. So really the only thing I have to say is, regardless of your stance politically or scientific measures, you know, it's what we've been saying all along, wear a mask, wash your hands, you know, it's not that hard. It's not about protecting you. It's about protecting other people. So, you know, just do your part. And if we do, you know, hopefully we can get rid of this thing sooner than later so that nobody else has to, become a statistic, because that's the unfortunate reality of where we are with so many people that have passed. So. You know, yeah, Grandma, I miss you. You know, this episode is dedicated to you, and I know absolutely. You're watching.
So, and he's not wrong, and it's kind of appropriate that that's really what we're talking about tonight. Is we're going to keep continuing our series. I know last week or 2 weeks ago we got to speak to Chris. I do know that we're going to get Steve in here because he's kind of pivoting. He's still involved with Kerwin's, but he's kind of pivoting to something else. So we're going to talk about that too. But we really want to talk about the impact of COVID and this pandemic on LGSs and what we're doing here. So tonight we have a special guest, and I'm going to just bring her into the room here. We've got a special guest with us, Anastasia from Professor Bonds, which is another local game store that I get to frequent as often as I possibly can. So she's here to kind of talk about it. You know, it's not like Chris's where, you know, he was kind of winding down. They've been able to navigate it a little bit, so I thought it was really important to have her in here to kind of talk about how they're getting by and ways we could support it. So Anna, how are you tonight?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I couldn't be better. I could be better. It's Monday, and if it was Sunday, that's my fun day. So
wow.
Okay, yeah, I went bangers on you. I did. That's how I roll. God. But thanks for stopping in. Like I said, we're really kind of excited. We've been wanting to kind of explore the LGS and the impact that this has had on local game stores. If you don't know what LGS is out there, and you know, any of the people that listen to us with any regularity know that, you know, we are champions. I would hope, right, Aramis? I mean, not saying we should have suits of armor.
No, but yeah, absolutely.
But if somebody wanted to,
yeah, pushing LGS is what we do, because you know that's where I would say 95% of people would have gone, especially lately, to, you know, to get their fix, to get their cards, to play some games and all of that. And that's still not really possible right now with this all going on. So,
well, it's possible, but it's a little different. Things are running a little bit differently. So Anna, why don't you, Anastasia, like I said, Professor Bonds Emporium in Amsterdam, New York. She's the owner, operator, all around awesome person. But, you know, Anna, let's talk a little bit, because I would love to know, we'd love to hear the story of like how things got started. Where did you, where'd you come up with this? How long you been in business? I mean, I think you guys were around right around when I moved out here, but, you know, better to let you tell it.
Okay. Well, I guess the easiest way to say is it started about 7 years ago, and it was my brothers and I who wanted to open up a game store. Primarily my oldest brother, Alexander. That was his dream, and we just followed along just because we grew up with it. You know, we grew up playing Pokemon at Toys R Us. We played board games at home with family and stuff like that. So we wanted to incorporate that and bring other people into it. And I mean, it just started small, and then it kind of like escalated a little bit more. And now I think we're getting over the humps of the years, and new challenges are always okay, I guess.
Well, absolutely. Yes,
you kind of said you're starting to get over the hump, and then I'm assuming right about when you were hitting that point, that's when the sky fell.
Yeah, pretty much. Or you could say that, you know, it just made you want to go more online, I guess. Yeah. So.
Yeah, definitely. Having an online presence is very important. When the shutdowns and the lockdowns and all that stuff first started happening, did you have any kind of idea about maybe how long it might last? Did you have like contingency plans in place? What were your thoughts when the news was coming down that, hey, guess what? If you're not an essential business, you got to shut down for a while.
Yeah, it was kind of terrible. Like, I guess the worst part about it was they kept telling you, hey, March 31st, that's when everything's going to be open back up. And then it got pushed to April and then May. And then it was the whole phases thing. And which phase did we lie on? Because we're retail, but more community. So it was just really awful, I guess, and confusing. And then you were like, well, I don't know. I don't want to put my players in danger, so I don't want to open up a play space. And then if it's just like curbside, and I mean, I don't know if you guys know our location as well, but we're inside this very big warehouse, and it was hard for people who aren't hardcore gamers to find us. It still is a little bit, but then putting the whole damper on things, it made it even harder for them to find us, I think. So
yeah, I was really impressed. You know, when I found your store, I was like, this is it. You don't really have a storefront. You're inside, like what they did, Aramis. And this is kind of like really great for what some communities do is, I mean, Amsterdam used to be a hub of factories, as I understand. Mm. And again, I am not any Amsterdam historian by any stretch. I've lived here 5 years and my God, I miss Rochester. But but as I understand it, they used to be just a hub of factories. That what they did was they took one of these factories and pretty much parceled it into retail, commercial, kind of different type of spaces. So she has a storefront in that if you're walking through this warehouse space, you will obviously see the store. But it's not like there's a big sign outside saying, hey, come here, there's games.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see how that would be a challenge. You're like, oh, it's a big building, but there's stuff. Okay,
a big building that looks like it's falling apart. Like it's an
it's rustic.
Old...
Yeah, it's just kind of daunting. That's yeah, about it.
Let's hear it for asbestos. Population us.
Asbestos and lead paint. Yay.
So I mean, but yeah, I can understand that. But here's the thing. I mean, being a smaller community, the word got out pretty quick. It's kind of great. I like seeing how in this area, I mean, when Y'all know I used to go to Guardian just because it was 10 minutes closer. And then when that closed, like the way Anna kind of welcomed all of us over there, as well as Chris for the people that lived way out that way. But I mean, everybody's kind of, you know, helping each other out and helping each other through this. You know, but, you know, let me ask you this about, you know, Anastasia, like what type of changes, like, did you feel it were important to make, like, you know, that you had no problem with, like, you were like, okay, this is the way we kind of got to do it. And, you know, and how have you adjusted with that?
Well, the biggest thing was focusing more online. So putting a lot of the products online, Warhammer, board games, stuff like that. And then also really focusing heavily on the market for card singles, like Magic the Gathering and stuff. So finding that market and pushing it out there really helped a lot. Right. Like, it was good.
So, but I mean, that's got to impact your bottom line, right? Okay, because I mean, I know your store is run pretty much through TCG Player. Their website, if you go to Professor Bond's Emporium, will route to a TCG Player storefront. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, without getting into too much business specific, obviously, I don't want you to be like, oh, they're taking 25% of every sale. Like, I mean, I got to imagine they're getting a taste. Is that, that's got to impact your bottom line of some sort, right?
I mean, down the bottom line, it would, but the way that we are, we're powered through them. So okay. We get all that specialty through them. I mean, every Magic player, any card game player, they all go through TCG or Star City Games.
Hell yes, I do.
So that already, that's good marketing already.
Right.
And then it's, since our website's powered through them, we work with them, which is really nice.
So talk about how they've helped you through this pandemic. That I gotta imagine they've had some response. And I mean, I've got a few ideas. I might know a coder. Again, grew up in Rochester. I might know a few guys that actually work at TCG Player. So you know, talk a little bit about, like, you know, their response. Were they coming behind you guys, getting you through this?
I mean, it helped a lot with the website and stuff. So anytime that we had any malfunctions or we wanted to learn how to, they call it like mass pricing and putting everything on the market value, they were very helpful with that. So getting our prices at pristine price, and never too high or too low. So it was all good.
Cool.
That's awesome to hear. You know, it's good to have, you know, because even though TCG Player is a big deal, you know, they started as an LGS. So, and they were able to grow to be, you know, like Star City Games, like Channel Fireball, a really dominant force, as far as being able to put their influence out to other local game stores and sort of give them a leg up and be competitive with each other while not like stifling other voices. But as far as Wizards of the Coast, how do you feel their response has been to the pandemic? Do you feel like they've been supporting you? Do you feel like you've kind of been left sort of flailing a little bit, maybe like with supply issues? Because I know Kerwin's is running into that.
I would say it's a little bit of both. I know that like any company, they're going through a hard time. So, and everybody's taking it out a different way, depending on like their levels and stuff. But I know manufacturing is like very delayed, and that's not their fault. So when we can't get product in, I can't necessarily blame them for it. So, and I feel like they are working as hard as they can to get that product out. But honestly, I have no idea. Sometimes it feels like they're not. You know, we haven't restocked on Zendikar draft boxes since pre-release. So that's what, a month now? And yeah, we're already into another set. So,
well, it's sort of like the whole jump starts coming, but when? Shrug.
Yeah, like, it's coming. We'll see it eventually.
It's not the infernal spawn of evil from Unglued. You can't just say it's coming and then it's there. You just, yeah, I can understand that, because there's a lot of frustration, because I know that I've been looking for Jumpstart for months, and I'm not going to go online and pay $20 a pack when they're supposed to be regular priced boosters.
Yeah, it gets pretty crazy when it's all supply and demand. So when there's no supply, everybody wants it, and then it just makes the whole market all wonky. But
demand that you supply me with cards.
That's what this pandemic has done. It's made excellent. Supply and demand has gone up. It's been really excellent. This pandemic has allowed the economy to bounce back. Never mind.
I'm gonna mute you. I'm gonna find a way. I know I can't do it now, but I'm gonna mute you.
Listen, we gotta get him in while we can. He's on his way out, man.
Allegedly. Oh God.
No. I mean, I guess the question, and this is really something that we even asked Chris too. I mean, but like I said, Chris is kind of, you know, you guys are stable. It seems like you guys are going to be able to ride this through. What can people do? Apparently, my wife just got the bad Trump impression. What can people do to support you? How can you support you? Microly, like support Professor Bonds, but what would you recommend they do also to support their LGSs and their community? You know, obviously they should support you online because they can, but you know, is there other, how would you recommend people come around and support, you know, their community and their game stores?
Yeah. So for this goes for any LGS, it's the best way that anybody can help support a local game store is, especially right now, the holidays are coming up. No one can really compete with Amazon as much. So the extra like $5 or $10 to the local game store that you would buy from us goes right back into the community. So then it's more of like, you're not giving it to a big box store. You're giving it to your local game stores. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So like just the extra couple dollars is all that really matters. So I know that we try our best to make it as fast as possible to give discounts and deals and BOGOs, but all that little bit that we're taking away from that, we're taking away from the game store too. So
now as a quick question too, I just thought of this when we were talking about the response during the pandemic and everything. Obviously I don't want you to get too far into financial details of your company and anything like that, but were you able to, or did you apply for some of the federal loans and grants that were out there? Did you get approved? Was the process difficult? You know, did you get PPP?
I forget what it was called, but I did apply for a couple of them, and I did get one of them, and it was like only $2,000 that I got approved for.
What?
I stuck it into savings because it was so hard to see if some of them were like grants that were not paid back over time. There's grants that you can pay over the course of a couple years. And we applied because we wanted like a little nest egg. So essentially what I did with the $2,000, I sorted into savings, and I haven't touched it since then. So, but just in case.
Because I was kind of figuring you'd get like, you know, you'd be a little bit farther up on the line because you tick a lot of the boxes that they like to see, you know, woman owned small business, blah, 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 blah. But apparently it's bureaucracy is fun.
It was brutal. So. Ugh, and there was lots of paperwork and people to call. And then you don't know if it's like accurate. You heard there was a whole bunch of scams. And I mean, we've never really ever applied for grants before. So this was a first. Hmm. So, and I didn't know who to ask. So.
Well, feel free. Listen, we have a Patreon. So if you wanted to make a $2,000 donation to our Patreon, we're for it. Really?
Well, maybe.
And then I can buy things out of your store. It's almost like investing in yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I guess another question I would just love to ask you is that, you know, there are some newer retailers out there, and we are hearing about how some of them are falling by the wayside, how they're really struggling through this pandemic. I mean, if any of them are listening, do you have some, again, I'm going to say this now, you're a successful business owner. Like, you have been around 7 years. You've kind of weathered what many would say is one of the worst economic times since the 1920s.
We're approaching
at the very least the 1990s. I did live through that recession. That was always fun. I mean, what advice would you have for like newer or smaller retailers out there to kind of try to weather this?
I mean, definitely looking into grants, that helped a lot. So even if you don't necessarily need it right away, it will be there. Like I said, I just put mine into savings just in case, you know, we still haven't finished this thing. So knowing that I have something to a little bit to fall back on helps. So looking into like grants and searching in through the community, finding out if being online is really good. sometimes an online presence is hard, but working at it and chipping away at it goes the mile. And I mean, those are really good things to work on. Yeah.
Totally agree.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's crazy how we're pushing a year. Really, it's not that far, and we're going to be dealing with this for a year. And I have like this overwhelming fear that we're going to be sitting there at 11:59 on New Year's Eve. The clock's going to strike midnight, and it's going to say December 32nd, 2020. And I'm terrified for that. And until we hit 2021, this year can't go away fast enough.
Look, not that I want to knock on wood. Okay, yes, we've lost Alex Trebek. We've lost, you know, Sean Connery. Betty White is still with us, folks. All right, we have a reason to somewhat celebrate. Betty White is still with us. And to tell you the truth, 2020, the odds were good. The odds were not in her favor. So the fact that she's still with us, all right, I'm going to look at that as a positive and a win there.
My desk is made of wood, so I'm just going to knock it on that right now because it's made of wood. Holy crap. Betty White is the savior of humanity. If anything happens to her, I will jump off a bridge.
I mean, it won't be a high bridge, right? It'll be like, you know, a little like a walking bridge into like a.
Well, my son has a train set, so I might jump off that bridge.
Okay, cool. So, and so Anna, I mean, you know, I don't want to keep you too long, but I mean, is there anything else you would want to like say there? Anything you know you would have liked us to ask? You know, things like that, or feel free to give a website or anything like that.
15 seconds to plug. Go.
I mean, you can visit us at propbonds.com. I mean, you guys asked a whole bunch of really nice questions. So the only thing I can say is to the players is just keep on gaming and have fun, you know, playing online, playing in the store, wherever you can get it.
Are you going to have any Black Friday deals? I'm only asking for my wife.
We always have some nice deals over Black Friday. So, yes. Because
as you know, my daughter, what's that?
I'm sure they'll be posted soon.
Yeah, because Erebus, it's kind of funny. I go there occasionally. Like, I've done a few pre-releases and stuff there. But actually, my daughter, Isabel, loved the place. She can't get there too much now because she's working and she got herself a boyfriend, you know.
Aww. Hopefully he's into games too.
Logan.
Well, there's always, you know.
Let's not discuss.
One could be dragged there kicking and screaming.
But this is his theme song. Is that coming through?
I heard it.
So, all right. Well, Anne, I don't want to keep you too long. I really appreciate you coming in. Well, like I said, we just wanted to kind of spend a little time with some of the retailers here. Profbonds.com, like she said, check them out. They've got a really good web presence. Commander Legends is coming. If you haven't pre-ordered anything yet, you're done with pre-order, right? So wait till next week.
Yeah, we sold out of all of our pre-orders. This is going to be a hot item.
Damn, Skippy, you did. I mean, my wife's watching. I haven't bought. I should buy some of those.
Yeah.
You should start digging, Benson.
It was fun being married for a while.
Here comes the delay.
Anna, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. We really appreciate it. And, you know, we'll see you very soon.
Thank you very much.
Stay safe out there.
Bye bye.
Bye.
And how do I put her in the waiting room? We're totally going to edit that later.
All right.
We're back. Hey. All right. So that was Anna Barker, and I got to tell you, I'm very thankful for her. That was a really good talk tonight.
Yeah. So she said profbonds.com, correct?
Profbonds.com. Let's get the man a shovel. Great. I've shown Wendy how to chat in the chat. This can't end horribly.
The maniacal laughter is on point. I like it.
All right. Well, we kind of didn't even do a sound effect, so we might as well go into, like, let's start the show proper here. So, untap, upkeep, and draw. All right. So we're in untap, upkeep, and draw, and I kind of already untapped my I'm drinking some more Elysian Spaces. It's literally the last beer I have in the house. Like,
I'm being cultured today.
I'm going to need to get something different.
I'm being a little cultured today. I'm having some echinacea tea.
Seriously, I'm going to need your man card.
I actually have a bit of a cold, so, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm one to talk, though.
somebody put up today, they put up their Christmas, like they showed pictures of their Christmas village. And I'm like, at the risk of losing my man card, I've always kind of wanted to do that. So
oh, the Christmas,
last
the
year,
and the lights and
I got some Christmas village stuff. So I'm going to have a Christmas village this year. And by the way, I am. It's not like Wendy's putting it up and I'm like, oh, what is it? No, it's mine. Like, don't be wrong. I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, Cyclops is going to be in it. So, but
listen, it's whatever you want to do, man.
Yeah, that's what
I'm thinking. No judgment here. There is zero judgment here. I mean, there's a ton of judgment, but not for that.
And by the way, let's, Steve, we have to acknowledge Steve because he can't stop bringing up your goatee, man. I mean, they are just talking. It's like, seriously, it's almost Chuck Norris level of facial hair talk on.
I mean, am I taking that as a compliment?
I would. I mean, don't get me wrong. You kind of look like you're like the mirror universe of Aramis. I worry that, you know, you're the evil version and there was some sort of transporter accident. And for those
well, you'll,
of you
you'll see
Star
by
Trek,
the end of the year.
That, understand that.
The transformation will be complete by the end of the year.
Are you going for like the full, like, can we call it Fu Manchu anymore? I don't think we can, right?
Not going for the Fu.
But can we still call it that? I mean, what else would you call it?
Well, there might be a little bit of Chrome Dome coming on here at some point.
Oh, you're going for like Mr. Clean level of pirate action.
Possibly. It's in the cards, but we'll see.
All right, see, here's the thing. You've got a small enough head you could pull that look off. If I, like, seriously, my head is so long, when I lose my hair, I'm Homer Simpson.
You're a giant butternut squash.
Dude, I'm Homer freaking Simpson. For some reason, I came out. I really believe I came out, Mom, and they just didn't reshape the head. So, yeah, that's a...
Explains so much.
It really does. That explains why my brain is so amazing, though, because, you know what my grandmother used to say? Big head full of wit, little head full of you-know-what. So, that would be because my cousins constantly picked about me about the size of my head. Literally, I think my head was this size when I was, three.
Incredibly top heavy.
Oh, dude, I was falling. There's no joke. Like, my cousin Dawn is in the front seat of like a two-person stroller. My aunt kept picking her out of the stroller and it kept falling backwards.
You're like a reverse weeble wobble.
It was the absolute worst. And I swear to God, I'm kicking Wendy out of my Discord.
No, she has to stay in. She has to stay.
No!
Oh my God!
This is just not gonna. I don't like this.
Yeah, you're doomed, my friend. You are doomed.
So you had a hell of a week. For me, I mean, I just we hung out with the kids. We got a lot of work done outside, like a lot of, like my wife went to town on the backyard. I actually had to work Sunday, so they actually had me go into work for a full 8 hours, like because we brought some students back. So that was
wow,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Well,
that's, you know,
I guess I can't be that surprised.
You hear often about how they, you know, the Titanic passengers got on the lifeboat and then came back to the ship. No, I'm kidding, but I'm kidding. But it's a second. I just worry about a second wave. But
we never left the first one. What are you talking about?
No, I'm still no, dude. I'm one of the band playing on the deck. I'm like, what's up? I'm just. But yeah, it's definitely. It's cool having students back. It really is. I love having them back. It's energizing. It helps. But yeah, so that was pretty much my week and weekend. Obviously, if we must, we should probably talk about the fact that, I won Commander Crab. So.
I had a lot of fun with that.
Oh, that was
that
a great
deck.
Time. I'm loving that deck. It took one turn. That turned into seven.
Yeah, and each of the games that we played with my deck, I felt like I was like, if I had one more turn, I'm like, I don't know if I would win, but wow, and I do a lot of damage. And it's
Steve
like,
had us on the ropes. I had to win it because Steve had us on the ropes. It was like if I didn't take. What happened was, if you missed it, is I was playing Kalamax, he was playing some version of Omnath, and Aramis. What were you playing?
Anowon,
yeah. And so Aramis had us like locking down and stuff.
I was milling you guys like crazy.
Yeah, it was just milling us like crazy. And then Steve finally stabilized and his deck started going sideways. And I draw Temporal what the heck is it?
Temporal manipulation.
Yeah, that was temporal manipulation.
Your list card.
Yes. And so basically, I played Thousand Year Storm the turn before, so I played an instant to get temporal manipulation to give me two turns. And then things and then I played and then I had Nexus in my hand.
Yep, and so, you ended up with rounds, started painting people, you had a Comet Storm, it was disgusting.
I managed to be able to draw like a lot of cards on my turns, and I had Nexus of Fate, and I think I had six turns.
Yeah, at least. And but by the way, I just want to mention that we're doomed because Steve mentioned in chat that he's playing Riel this week. So yeah. I guess that means I'm playing Athreos.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to.
Actually, you know what? No, because that deck doesn't have any creatures. So I don't know what I'm playing this week.
I have no idea what to play now that I know he's playing that. So
maybe I'll bring Zakama out again.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I have no idea what I'm going to play this weekend then. Because, I mean, Kalamax is great, but I'm going to play Kalamax again. I put it up in the Discord. He wants us to mention that Commander Craft has its own Discord right now. And I think they're getting their episode together. We should have a podcast episode for them very soon.
Yo, Steve, send me another invite to that, please.
Yes.
So that didn't go through.
And Nick's actually been playing Magic with them, like, in their Discord, like, almost daily. So that's one of my students is playing with, I'm not sure how I feel about Steve and Anthony having such a, you know, oversight to my students, but, you know.
That means he's going to get a lot better.
Yeah, it is. That's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Steve put it in the chat there, so.
It's a great channel, yeah.
So did you get up to anything else? That's got to cast a pall over everything.
We were kind of expecting it. Yeah. And I'll talk to you more offline about the situation.
Oh,
it wasn't a surprise at all. We had a nice distraction on from Tuesday to yesterday, really, with the election. So that's basically all I did all week was watch the election.
Oh, was there an election? I had no idea. Trump's got another 4 years, right?
Oh God! Thank God no. Thank God no, because I can't. We can't hide. We can't leave. When I wasn't doing that, we had put up a fence over the summer, but we had to give it some time to cure. So I painted the fence for a couple of days, did a bunch of other stuff, and unfortunately didn't get to too much Magic. But I was trying to pay attention to the league weekend that they had last weekend. So I guess that's probably a good way to pivot into main phase, right?
Yeah, I guess we should go right into it. So let's hit.
Main phase.
So main phase. Welcome to main phase. I mean, in a way, it's kind of like main 1.5.
Yeah.
I like to consider Anna being here in main phase. But so the state of standard, which is usually what we like to talk about in main one.
Standard's nice.
Standard, you know what? Omnath fixed. That fixed some things.
Yeah.
So I will give credit where credit is due for that.
I'll keep saying it should have never gotten to that point, but yes.
Yeah. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens in a few months. Month and a half, right?
about 2 months away from Kaldheim, and God only knows what the heck's going to be coming out of that crazy plane. But, I mean, there are, I would say, 6-7 viable decks and that are, you know, competitive, and a few more after that are, you know, not the best, but they're fun. You know, they'll win some games. It's not one of those situations where you're like, well, if I'm not playing the deck built around this particular mythic bomb, I guess I'm screwed. Let me see if I can hate it out. You know, the top deck right now, Gruul Adventures, about 36% of the meta. But the difference between this and Omnath and Oko and all the other crazy crap we've had over the last, 2 years?
Yeah.
The difference is, yeah, it's 36% of the meta, but it's not like a dominant 36. It's just, it's very popular. It plays very well. It doesn't have a lot of bad matchups, but it has bad matchups. And there's decks that can beat it. So, you know, second deck is Esper Doom Foretold, which...
Let's not discuss that deck at all. We're fine. We're good.
You guys know my Athreos deck in Commander Craft. This is my style of deck. It's a prison deck. I finally realized...
And it's using a commander. Or a companion.
It's using a companion, which... There, you know, this is one of the only ones that can survive the nerf. You know, Zatan Loris still sees some play. But, you know, you guys know I'm a control player, but I finally really found out deep down in my soul, I'm a prison player. I like to lock shit down. So
wrong.
No fun can be had unless I'm the one having fun.
You're having fun, you're wrong.
So yeah.
Yeah. How do I put this delicately? You know what? I gotta get Dennis Leary's song just a little piece of it. Steve. No, Steve. Back off, Steve. Calm down, Steve.
Oh, prison. I mean, yeah, with Commander decks, you can go crazy with prison. I mean,
yeah, and with your card pool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have every, you know, dual land from beta.
But yeah, I'm happy to see a hard control deck because it's been a long time since control was viable. There's a Dimir control deck that's out there, so there's different flavors of control. You have Rogues, mid range. You have Rogues, which is still there. Mono green food still floating around. A little bit of ramp. A little, you know, mono red sort of on the fringes, but it's still there. I mean, you got to watch out for it. But you know, if you're going to be playing Embercleave, Gruul Adventures is the way to go right now, and that's fine. I mean, this is. It's a nice mid-range deck, which I kind of like the red-green mid-rangey type of things, or sort of aggressive things as well. You know, because I remember the green-red monsters deck that was back a few years ago with Rekindling Phoenix and the like.
I love that deck.
That was a great deck to play. So, you know, I'm totally cool with the way Standard is sitting right now, and I'm glad that we're here. But again, like I was saying before, I wish it didn't take 15 bans in a year and a half.
Oh, and we're not done. Don't kid yourself.
I think we're done for
now.
The
minute Kaldheim launches.
We're done until Kaldheim, for sure.
Yeah. We're done until Kaldheim.
There is nothing out there that is so egregious that it needs to be banned. There's nothing out there that's so dominant that it can't be dealt with other than a ban. And that's where Standard needs to be. Multiple strong options. Nothing too powerful. There is a clear best deck, but it's not obscenely the best deck. It's not like, you know, ranked one and then like the next one down is like ranked 14. You know what I mean? There's a one, there's a clear two, a clear three, and depending on how draws go, you know, three might beat one, two might beat three, and whatever. You know, it's a little bit of rock, paper, scissors going on, and that's how it's supposed to be.
And now, breaking news.
So if you've been looking at the chat, let's talk about my impending divorce from Wendy.
I just read it.
For those of you listening to the podcast, my wife decided to post in the podcast that Keep Going Steve will needs to be beaten every dot single dot time. No mercy. It's the same way he plays Magic with me, so I feel that it's only fair.
I would say to that two things. One,
don't even bring up Atraxa, you motherless goat.
I'm not bringing up Atraxa.
Are you going to say 52 to 1?
Nope.
Well, you're a broken damn record. Go on.
Nope. I had played a game with my wife probably about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
She won handily. She is definitely learning. She's getting better. Her big problem is, you know, having to keep track of everything on a big board state, but, you know, we'll get there. And it was Commander, by the way. She played Anawan. I played
the other one.
Oboon.
Yeah.
But they were the precons. I hadn't upgraded them yet.
I've got mine ready to go. So.
And two, I promise I wouldn't say it for one, but I am saying it for two. You started her off with Atraxa. And that ain't cool, dude.
I didn't start her off with it. I started. That's... She was playing for a while. She had a deck. I played Atraxa.
This is like you hand her like six packs of, like, I don't know, Portal Second Age, and you're walking in there with Legacy, Death, and Taxes. Come on. Not even close to fair.
And Steve, she doesn't really mean it. Do not come at me.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I totally mean it. Beat him.
I will gladly align myself with the forces of good to crush the forces of evil. Yeah.
I'm not evil. I was playing Calamax. How is that evil?
Evil. Evil.
It's not evil.
Evil.
You know, I don't have to put up with this.
You're right. You don't. You could die. But, you know, hey, we'll find out on Wednesday what happens. Anything can happen.
Oh, I'm busy Wednesday. I have, I'm having my my glands cleaned.
You're having a colonoscopy, so you can clear out the space when they just go up in the back door and just clean you right out.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I'm going in for my yearly anal gland evacuation. So, yeah.
Turpentine enema.
I don't want to play Wednesday if you're all targeting me. It's no fun when you target me. We need to target Steve. We always have to target Steve.
I won't target you.
I don't understand what you mean by that. But I'm not sure. I don't think I like it.
I'll just sit back and wait until the time is right. You'll never see it coming. Or you will. I don't know. We'll see. Or not.
I'm kicking her out of my damn Discord. She's out.
7:30, Wednesday night, Commander Crab. Benson's got a target on his back, and I didn't even do anything.
I don't understand it. I don't know what I did to her, or didn't do to her, or maybe I didn't do something to her.
A-T-R-A-X-A. What's that spell? Atraxa. Those wounds never heal.
You played again.
How long did it take?
To play Commander? Not very. I just had to promise not to play Atraxa.
Mm-hmm. And that was 2 years later? 3 years later?
No, we were playing with the students pretty regularly.
Once with Commander. Once.
No, remember that 8-person...
That was the only other time I played Commander after that one time. And then it didn't happen again until we started doing Commander Craft. So, Yeah. So anytime I see Atraxa, I'm like, First of all, I get the horrible flashbacks. Like, I'm back in Nom, and it's so bad. Wake up screaming. It's terrible.
But you should get Atraxa. You should actually build Atraxa.
I was kind of hoping I opened one in Double Masters. It didn't work out that way. But yeah, Atraxa might be a thing, because I want to build the 32. So that would be one of the color combinations. So one day Atraxa will be under my command. Not today, though.
You guys suck. I don't want to lose this week like that.
Well, it always ends up working out where whoever wins the week before, for whatever reason, automatically has a target on their back.
But I shouldn't. It was 1 out of 2 matches. And you really.
You won the last game. That's all that matters.
It was you or me that was going to win it. And we had to do it to stop Steve. Mm-hmm. Like, again, Steve was going to win 2.
I will say this, and it's always been the case, and I said it last episode of Commander Craft. I know we've been off on all kinds of tangents tonight. Anthony's targeting of his curse enchantments is questionable at best.
Oh, it's ridiculously annoying is what it is. For the longest time, I was his favorite target, and then he kind of switched to you for some reason.
He did, but then he put a curse on me when you were playing Calamax.
I know. No. Yeah, Calamax. He put a curse on you about casting instants
and sorceries, and I'm like, copying everything. Okay, fine.
I'm like sitting there going, and again, I even brought it up in the thing. I'm like, hi.
But here's what I don't understand.
He knows how good Steve is. He knows how broken Steve's decks are. He doesn't target Steve ever.
Maybe he thinks that he'll survive if he leaves everyone else alone. If he leaves him alone, I don't know.
That's why I like him. All right, so. Standard right now to back to the show here.
Back on the rails, and
as we're not sitting there, and I'm getting ready for divorce court. But standard is looking pretty healthy right now. Is it fun? Not really.
It's a heck of a lot more fun.
It's a lot more fun than it was.
It's the funnest it's been in a while. The unfortunate thing, that bar is incredibly low.
Yeah,
it's like a limbo bar that's like 2 inches off the ground.
It's frustrating. It really is. And so, yeah. I mean, I really would like to see, I would like to see more of what we had like a year and a half ago, just, with the Ixalan Rivals, that time frame where it was pretty much like Ixalan Rivals and then the guilds came out. Dominaria. I think that was the thing. Dominaria was really the connecting tissue for all of that.
Oh yeah, the balance was great. Well, also, that was also the last set that Richard Garfield worked on.
True,
and that was also before the power level got shot through the roof.
Coincidence? I think not.
No, it's definitely not a coincidence, because that's the unfortunate thing, is that if you want a balanced standard, that means you're not going to have as many pushed cards, and they're not going to be pushed as far.
It's almost like somebody got in Mark Rosewater's ear and said, "You can do what you want now."
I'm still going to stay off that train. I'm not sure he is lead of design, but I still don't think he has as much pull as people think as far as what cards get through. I'm wondering
Steve,
how much of that
you're
is
just the devil, a lawful devil.
All the rules, just exploit them.
He's like, I am lawful evil. Nick says he's the devil, a lawful devil.
But it's good to have a player that's better than you when you're playing in a group.
Right.
Because for one, it gives you an arch enemy. And it also forces you to look at your own game to say, where am I making mistakes? Where can I improve without having to spend, $1,500 on a bazaar of Baghdad?
And that's just it. I almost want to Commander Craft's not going to be ours anymore, so I shouldn't say this, but I mean, there's a part of me that wants to be like, no, Steve, you need to you need to nerf yourself a little bit, because people that play you are automatically like, well, he's running $2,000 cards.
He's close to, if not at CEDH levels. And I know we mentioned that last week as well. His decks run to like the 8 to 9 range.
Right.
And he may even have a 10 floating around somewhere, which I would kind of be curious to see, because I know obviously it needs really good hands. I would say for the most part, other than, when Steve takes the other hand out from behind his back, it really is mostly anybody's game. I would like to see Anthony win some more games, but he got to learn to point those enchantments at the right people.
Yes, always point at Aramis. Okay, I'm kidding. Always point at Steve. It's always Steve. Why are we fighting? He's literally doing the Trump thing, putting us against each other, when the target should be him.
And everybody's got a price. And Steve, my price is a display case of Commander Legends. If you're going to spend all that money, just buy me a bunch of cards, and then I will kill whoever you want. It's all good.
It's all good. All right. I don't think we have a combat tonight, do we?
We just did it.
Yeah, I guess we did. So let's go to main two, because we do have some other stuff going on around the world today. So.
Main phase.
All right, main two. So we've got quite a few things that are going on. Historic is about to get a major, major upgrade. Have we seen cards yet?
For Kaladesh Remastered?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've given the set list. Refurbish is in there.
Yeah! How about Angel of Inventions?
Angel of Invention is in there. Is in there.
She's coming back. Come back to me, baby. God,
all those pieces
deck
are there.
Oh, that's beautiful.
All the pieces are there.
God, Pharaoh's gift deck is coming out of the woodwork. So is energy, energy, right? Kaladesh was energy.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what some of the obvious cards, like Felidar Guardian, obviously didn't get the cut.
They didn't print Felidar Guardian? Why the hell not?
I don't see it on Scryfall, but they did preview the entire thing, and it's coming out, I think, in the next couple of weeks, I believe.
Did they put out the banned cards from that? Like, I gotta imagine they're not putting out like a lot of the energy cards, like the big Marvel and Aetherworks.
Aetherworks Marvel, I think, is in there.
You gotta be kidding me.
I think it was in there. I don't remember exactly, but I believe it was in there.
Commander Legends, Zendikar Rising.
Yeah, Aetherworks Marvel is in that set.
Scryfall, I don't see Kaladesh Remastered.
No, it's not on Scryfall yet, but Aetherworks Marvel is in Kaladesh Remastered.
Wow. So, so that would be an interesting conversation one day, is to talk about. Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just glad that they've got, I'm looking forward to refurbish and bring him back. Yeah.
Like, one of the things they didn't do with Kaladesh Remastered, as far as I can tell, it doesn't look like they did what they did with Amonkhet Remastered. There's not a couple of random cards sort of sprinkled in from other sets. This all seems to be just Kaladesh and Aether Revolt stuck together with, certain cards missing.
Mm-hmm.
But, the ones that we cared about are in there.
I mean, Temur Energy can come back now, right?
The Cub is there. The Hydra's there. I believe... what's the name of that green...
Rogue Refiner?
Attuned to Aether is there.
Attuned with Aether is there.
Yeah, Attuned with Aether is there. Blossoming Defense is there. yeah, all the energy package stuff. I think
all the tools are there.
So,
it's the blue wizard that we need for
the middle one. Yeah, he's there. The Minister of Inquiries. He's included as well.
Yeah, that's the deck I'm building. It's going to be the God Pharaoh's gift deck.
Torrential Gear Hulk is there. War of Invention is there.
Torrential Gear Hulk is a freaking fantastic card.
Gear Hulk is a beating. So you know it's. This is going to really ramp up the power of Historic. It's going to be curious to see what archetypes come out. I would love to see a God Pharaoh's gift deck come out of this and be competitive. Because that was, like you said, it was my favorite deck when I first got back into it. Because it was fun to slam down a turn four gift and be like, oh, look at these angels. They're huge. I'm going to smash your face.
Yeah. Did they put the Thopter?
Which Thopter?
The one that got banned almost immediately.
Oh, the Copter?
Yeah.
Let me tell you in just 2 seconds here.
Yeah, I'm looking too now.
Aetherflux Reservoir is there.
Okay.
Bomat Courier is there. Oh, Bomat Courier, you know. I don't believe Heart of Kieran is there.
Yeah, I don't think the copter's there. What was it? Smuggler's Copter.
Smuggler's Copter, yeah.
It ain't here.
Yeah, nope, no Smuggler's Copter. So they learned their lesson from that one. But that's surprising that some of the other... some of the other stuff is in there.
Well, I mean, I love that they print some. They print up some of the big expedition stuff too, like Paradox Engine's in there.
Well, Paradox Engine was from Kaladesh.
Was it? I thought that was the older set.
No, that's Kaladesh.
Sculpting Kaladesh. Steel.
Sculpting Steel is that was originally printed in Mirrodin. I don't know if that one was in.
It was one of their big special cards that you could open.
One of the inventions, yeah.
Yeah, the inventions. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. Wow, so yeah, it's really gonna, you know, the fast lands. Is that what the Botanical Sanctum and them were called? Fast lands?
Yeah. The Czech lands, right?
No, the Czech lands were like Rootbound Crag and stuff like that. But yeah, it's
yeah, the fast lands. Inventor's Fair. No kidding. Yep.
You know, Chandra's in there.
Yeah. Who doesn't love Shandi, Torch of Defiance?
That's a great card.
She was breaking standard for a while.
And I mean, there's more tools for Mono Red. You know, Kari Zev is there.
Well, Shandi's there.
Chandra's there.
Yeah, Kari Zev's important for that deck.
Bomat Courier's there.
Yeah, like that's actually, it's a so, very. Yeah, it's, oh my gosh, you could have the artifact is there too. The Smasher or whatever the hell it was.
The Pummeler.
Yeah, the.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
It starts. I'm looking down. I'm just checking.
It's up here. Towards the A's.
I thought it was towards the S's. Maybe we're thinking of different things.
Could be thinking of different things.
Yeah, I'm thinking Scrap Heap Scrounger.
Oh, Scrap Heap Scrounger. Oh, yeah, Scrap Heap Scrounger. Yeah, I think I was thinking of the one, the Electrostatic Pummeler. That's the one I was thinking of, but yeah. That was a green deck.
But Scrap Heap was a part of red and black. Yep. I mean, they made it like. And Heart of Kieran is like. Yeah. Did they put the Second Sun? I know that's Amonkhet, but.
Second Son, the sorcery, you gain 7 life, shuffle it back in. Yeah, that's in there.
All right.
Approach of the Second Son.
Yeah, because Kieran, like, was a major part of that, if I remember.
I mean, obviously, you know, there's going to be a bunch of sets that weren't part of that standard that are part of Historic, so it'll be curious to see if those old archetypes, you know, reassert themselves. But it's going to be fun to see. I'm hoping to take advantage of it and play some, you know, maybe do some drafts.
I will probably play Historic exclusively for a while. Mm. I'm not kidding. It's nothing against Standard right now. I mean, Standard is great, but it, you know, I'm not. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you, folks. And I mean, I run a podcast. I'm a content creator. I do play, but it's just the Standard environment during the Omnath thing. After coming so soon after the Yoko thing, it did. I took a hit. I took a hit. Like, I'm doing other things with my time. It's just because, you know, and it wasn't as much fun, and I know it'll get there again. I think part of it is not being able to play paper, because that really does help things. I mean, Commander, that's why I'm really into Commander right now, because we're playing it every week.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough, and I might play Historic a little bit, because I love some of the... Yeah, the power, that, you know what, that's a good example. The power level in Kaladesh was off the chain, but there was checks and balances, and I mean, it didn't...
To a degree.
Yeah, God's Pharaoh's Gift didn't always fire. I mean, they definitely had to... They'll nerf energy again. because energy is going to come out freaking ball gangbusters.
Probably.
I can't see how it doesn't, but
it could, it could be where mono red becomes the top of the heap as well, because that deck was oppressively good when it was good.
Oh yeah.
It has all the rest of its toys back now.
Yeah.
So it's, we'll have to see what happens, but
Hazoret Red is what
like
you mean.
Hazoret Red, where the, Ramunap Red.
Ramunap Red, yeah.
That's, because Ramunap Ruins is there.
Yeah.
Where like Thorn of Eldraine and these most recent sets are like 8 to 9 out of 10 powerful for standard sets. Kaladesh was like a 7-8.
Yeah.
It's up there. There were cards that were banned out of that set because they were ridiculous. But you look at Rogue Refiner and you look at Uro.
Yeah.
They were both banned. They both cost the same. Which one would you rather have in your deck? Honestly.
Yeah, Rogue Refiner didn't necessarily make that deck. Losing a tune with Aether was what nerfed that deck to dead.
Yeah. I mean, Rogue Refiner was incredibly
good card.
But you look at what Uro does and you're like, why would I ever play Rogue Refiner?
Yeah.
I mean, other than if you really needed the energy.
Right. So, well, yeah. And then, there was some league play this weekend. Did you want to talk anything about that or?
No, but I mean, it was their second weekend, I believe, of this. And the way that it's working is they have to get certain standings to reach to certain things. I believe it was standard again this week, although there might have been some historic mix in. I didn't really get a chance to follow it too closely, unfortunately, with everything that was going on.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But from what I've been seeing and from what I've been told, seems like it's pretty entertaining. They are able to sort of shift matches around if the scheduling doesn't work too well. I guess it does start late at night for some folks since it's a global thing. So it's hard to sort of pin down, the right times for everybody. But I think they're doing their best. There was an event for Star City Games. It was a championship qualifier for the Kaldheim season, I suppose. Kaldheim Championship.
Right.
And Rakdos Midrange won that tournament. Got 12-1. Gruul Adventures was second place. It was a Teemer Ramp, Dimir Control, Azorius Control. I mean, because this is the thing. You're looking at the top eight. It's looks like 6 or 7 different decks.
Yep.
Which just a couple of weeks ago.
Was one six, oppressive deck.
Yeah, it was 6 out of 8, 5 out of 8, 7 out of 8, 8 out of 8. It was disgusting. And now there's everything is sprinkled down through. Every deck has a chance to compete. It may not be as diverse as some other formats have been in the past, but you're not going to run into a million Gruul adventure decks in a row unless just the algorithm screws you over for that particular period. But there's variety, there's different flavors. You can find something that you like. This is where, like I said, this is where standard needs to be. You need to be able to play the deck that speaks to you on that level, and not just be forced to jam the most expensive and most powerful cards in your deck because it's GUD good.
Well, you're not wrong there. But you know what? We're coming right up on time here, so I think what we'll do is we're going to go ahead and hop to it, unless you got anything else, my brother.
Nope. Standard's in a good place, and let's keep playing, guys.
End step. All right, end step. Before we get started, again, they have started the Commander Craft Discord, and Steve wants us to advertise it because apparently he can't. So go to discord.gg/E8C5K9nh, and I'll put those in the show notes as well. Steve, you've got to look up what I use. I think I use Solar Flare or whatever to like make your Discord dot blank, because that's just obnoxious. But so we want to remind you of that, but we also want to remind you that both Aramis and I do stream Arena on the Planeswalkers Podcast channel on Twitch. Look up Planeswalkers Podcast, and you can follow me on Twitch at MindCrime73.
And you can also follow me on Twitch at RMECWRX. I haven't been on lately. I was hoping to get on this past week. Obviously, that didn't happen. We'll see after this week. I'm hoping if everything else goes well, maybe I can get back into it. Because I was having a lot of fun. Kaladesh Remastered is coming out. So there's plenty of stuff to do on Arena. I might even play other games. You never know. But most of the stuff that I do broadcast is going to be on the Planeswalkers podcast channel. So look for us there, Planeswalkers podcast. Although if you do, again, want to follow me on my own Twitch channel, RMXWRX for that. But if you'd rather follow the show on Twitter and see what we're up to there, you can find our show at Planeswalkerpod on Twitter.
And my personal Twitter is at WR Benson, but let's be honest, I'm really only there to follow my favorite band and yours, the Bangles. So, you know, I don't really post too terribly much, but, you know, you can definitely check us out there. Check me out there. It's at WR Benson. And of course, find us and follow us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Planeswalker. That's because we took that last S off for savings and because somebody took Planeswalkers from Facebook and we couldn't get it back. I don't like them. But we also want to remind you that unlike other Discords we know, you can come to our Discord and hang out with us. We are at discord.planeswalkerspodcast.com. You could capitalize or lowercase any of that to your heart's content.
Bangles actually came up with a couple of nice songs.
They really did. I mean, I was... Listen, my cousin had this thing for Susanna Hoffs, and if you ever see his wife... She looks like Susanna Hoffs. I was like, okay, Stock, you took that a little far on that one, buddy. But and I shouldn't say that. I love Tracy to death. Steve's my best friend. But, I mean, yeah, totally married Susanna Hoffs. So I can't have a crush on Susanna Hoffs anymore because it just gets weird.
Because then it gets weird. And you don't want that. And finally, if you wanted to send us an email, you can send us an email to, you know, ask how the show is doing. If you have an idea for something you want us to talk about. A suggestion for the show, question about magic, deck construction, limited, whatever it is. You can send us an email. We have new email addresses to talk to you guys about. So you can send us a regular email to podcast@planeswalkerspodcast.com. But if you want to email one of us personally, now we have our own email addresses, thanks to the wizardry and magic of the internet. You can email will@planeswalkerspodcast.com. My email address is Aramis, A-R-A, M as in Michael, I, S as in Sam, at planeswalkerspodcast.com.
Why don't I get a W as in William, I as in I and William, L as in Ellen William, and L as in Ellen William? What's wrong with that?
Because the two L's stand for 52 to 1.
Now, I want to remind you guys that in addition to this podcast, I do host another podcast. Now, it's on hiatus, obviously, right now because of, you know, COVID. But DC, it deals with DC's Legends of Tomorrow, which is on the CW. It's called Legends TV Talk. You can find us on Facebook at Legends TV Talk. There's a, you know, we're doing quite a bit on that show right now just because we're doing Flashcraft. So you've seen me put Minecraft stuff on the channel every once in a while. We're getting a lot done in there. It's kind of cool. So just check it out. Look up Legends TV Talk in the Facebooks. And you know, that would be cool. Also, we want to remind you guys about iTunes reviews. They do really help get eyes on the show and ears on the show. Please feel free to leave us one. If you don't have iTunes, if you don't have an Apple phone, listen, I get it. I'm not going to, you know, shoot you down because you're running an Android, but you know, what you could do is if you really want to help the show is download iTunes to your computer, your Windows or Mac. And if you have a Mac, really, you have an iPhone. And just log into it there and find the podcast there and leave us a review. It really does help the show. 5 stars, preferably, because the more reviews we have and the more 5 stars, the higher we go in rankings, which means Apple will start showing us to more people. And it's really, really a good way to get things out there. So, you know, if you don't want to support the Patreon or anything, you just don't have the means right now, that is a really great way to support the show. And we really do appreciate it. So, you know, please feel free to do that. But at this point, we want to say thank you again to Anastasia, owner of Professor Bonds Gaming Emporium in Amsterdam, New York. ProfBonds.com is their website. Make sure to check that out. We will be back next Monday for our regularly scheduled podcast. And Wednesday, we'll be here for the slaughter that apparently has my name on it for Commander Craft. So you're not going to want to miss that. 7:30 on Wednesday. But for Aramis Perez, this is Will Benson saying thank you again for listening. Thank you for hanging out with us. We'll see you next week. And remember to always keep some of your mana untapped because you never know when you'll need it. Take care. Have a great week. Bye-bye.